Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Come on, let's smile. It's Monday. It's hard, I know. I hope everybody had a great old weekend. It is the 25th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, things aren't starting off so happy for Google this Monday. That's because they owe the UK $185 million in back taxes. Naughty, naughty Google. Yes, Google has been accused of using legal loopholes to avoid paying many of the taxes it owes. So, because of this, Alphabet, yes, that parent company, has reached a deal with the UK to pay £130 million. That's $185 million. And this all goes back to 2005. Now, Google's actually made about $18 billion in UK revenue between 2006 and 2011, but they only paid $16 million in corporate tax over the same period. So yeah, this is long overdue. You know, if it was me or you, we'd be in jail by now, wouldn't we? Probably just sitting on the electric chair. Looks like there could be some big changes coming for iOS 9.3 when it finally hits the interwebs. And according to Macworld, it's actually dealing with the iPhone software updates. Now, we all know how the story went before iOS 9 came out, and then, yeah, you get 9.1 and then 9.2 and so on, with these little increment and little bug fixes and that kind of stuff. And that usually is off the heels of a new device. But iOS 9.3 updates contain some very big features, including that iPad software that's aimed at education and, of course, the new night mode. Basically, this could be Apple's way of making each iOS update an event in itself, instead of having it unveiled when a new phone is unveiled, or iPad, or what have you. That usually takes place in September or October. Personally, as an Apple user, I don't really care how the updates come or when they come. As long as everything works, that's all it takes to keep me a happy customer. So did you used to subscribe to Jay-Z's Tidal? Yeah, that music streaming service. Yeah, I know, there's very few of you out there. But if you did, you may want to check on something. Seems that Jay-Z's music streaming service, it took some money from former customers. Whoops. How did this happen? Well, they accidentally reactivated the accounts of former customers and then charged them for the service. Mind you, the service also, not really cheap. £14 a month, $20 if you're looking at the conversion. And just like it was supposed to be with Spotify or even Apple, you say, I don't want it anymore. Well, they stopped charging you for it, supposedly. The scary part about this is it seems that Tidal, yeah, they retain your information and banking details. So when your account's activated, all that comes back up too. Tidal, of course, apologized for the error and refunded customers who had been mistakenly charged. Tidal also went on to say they're going to give the affected customers 3 months of free service. Oh, well, thank you so much, Tidal. Here's an idea for you, however. When I don't want your service anymore, why don't you kindly remove all my crap that's still there? While we're on the subject of streaming music, Live 65, that was kind of a nice little service, wasn't it? Well, I say was because that's exactly what it's about to be. Yes, Live 365 is calling it quits very, very soon. So why? Well, other than, of course, the other streaming music services out there that make it easier than ever to get your music, the problem actually goes down to the Copyright Royalty Board, who raised its rates for net broadcasters. Yeah, you might remember that. And those special lower rates for smaller broadcasters? Yeah, those were eliminated, so you just pay one flat fee no matter if you're big or small. And unfortunately, that decision affects pretty much everybody at Live 365. So the service that's been on the air since 1999 is gonna come to an end on January 31st, 2016. And finally, aliens. Yeah, somewhere they're out there. Or are they? Well, maybe not. According to some astrobiologists from the Australian National University, they have an explanation why maybe we haven't found any aliens yet. Because they're dead. They say this is all based on the basic premise of life dying out before we can find it, and it's actually called the Great Filter. Basically, they're basing this theory off young plants. Okay, where the hell is this going? Well, they call this thing the bottleneck effect, okay? And our own solar system is something of an example. They're saying that maybe even like Mars or Venus, they may have played host to life of billions of years ago, but of course they're all dead now. Meaning that maybe the aliens followed the same suit. When you get right down to it, I guess these astrobiologists feel that the universe is just one big old graveyard. Ah, this is liable to backfire on the astrobiologists. There's probably some alien out there right now going, "Excuse me, we're dead? Honey, get in the car, we gotta go show these people something." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, everything over there, that is BTN, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. Get on over there and have fun in the BTN community. As for the news show, yeah, this news was kind of today, wasn't it? Well, hopefully we'll have a little bit better news for you in Tuesday's installment. That'll be coming at you tomorrow, but until then, hope your Monday's going as well as it can for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.